The news is read by Brian Jennings.
The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has responded to claims by the US President Donald Trump about the war in Ukraine. At a news conference last night, Mr. Trump appeared to suggest that Ukraine started the war with Russia. He also questioned Mr. Zelensky's right to hold office. Mr. Zelensky won a five-year term in 2019, but polls have been suspended because of the war.
The leader in Ukraine, I mean, I hate to say it, but he's down at 4% approval rating. I would say that, you know, when they want a seat at the table, you could say the people have to, wouldn't the people of Ukraine have to say, like, you know, it's been a long time since we've had an election.
At a news conference this morning, Mr. Zelensky said the 4% figure for his approval rating cited by Mr. Trump was wrong and was spread by the Russian government. He said he had proof these and other falsehoods formed part of discussions between Russia and the United States. Mr. Zelensky said he believed the US had helped to bring the Russian President Vladimir Putin out of diplomatic isolation from the West.
Unfortunately, President Trump, with all due respect for him as the leader of a nation that we respect greatly, the American people, is living in this disinformation space. We want the Trump team to have true facts.
Opposition parties have expressed concern at government plans for modular homes and people's gardens up to 40 square metres to be allowed without planning permission. The Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, said the coalition's housing plan was a failure. The Minister of State for Planning, John Cummins, who's examining the proposal, said an option for people where suitable rather than a solution to the housing crisis. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
The Minister of State for Local Government and Planning, John Cummins, says he doesn't see building modular homes and gardens as a rental measure, but rather a means of enabling younger people to live independently. He said any planning exemption on such modular homes is not a panacea to the housing crisis, but rather a potential option that will suit in certain circumstances. However, in the Dáil, the Social Democrats' housing spokesperson, Rory Hearn, claimed the government was trying to provide sheds out the back for a locked-out generation and asserted the coalition lacked seriousness in its approach. The Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, accused the government of a scattered and directionless approach to delivering housing, in which it is talking about everything but, she said, delivering nothing. However, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin said housing is the number one priority for the government, and the Cabinet only this week approved €450 million in additional funding for social, affordable and cost-rental housing. His administration, he asserted, is hitting the ground running. Paul Cunningham, RT News, Leinster House.
The OMA inquiry is completing its first phase of hearing evidence from victims of the atrocity today. A man who now works as a general dental surgeon in Donegal gave evidence of how he tried to help the injured that day. Our northern correspondent, Conor McCauley.
The final day of commemorative hearings is taking place. Survivors have been telling their story. Simon McLaurin, a community dentist, tried to bring his medical training to bear, but worries that he didn't do enough. He went from body to body, trying to help where he could. He said he couldn't understand how the families of the bombers hadn't given them up. He found that hard to accept. He told how he'd advised a neighbour who'd filmed the aftermath of the bombing not to destroy the footage. It was important, he said, to show the world what had been done to the people of OMA. The inquiry chairman, Alan Turnbull, will speak later. He's expected to address the issue of Irish government cooperation with his inquiry. Conor McCauley, RT News, at the OMA inquiry.
A 21-year-old man has appeared in court charged in connection with the violence in Dublin city centre over the weekend, during which one man died and another was seriously injured. Rory Carr from Ard na Gréine, Seapoint Lane in Balbriggan, County Dublin, has been charged with three offences. He's accused of assaulting 34-year-old Kwam Babatunde and causing him harm, of violent disorder and of assaulting a second man and causing him harm on South Ann Street on Saturday night. He was remanded in custody to appear again at Clover Hill District Court next Wednesday. The IDA plans to deliver 75,000 jobs and upskill 40,000 workers over the next 5 years, according to its new strategy. The organisation says it's prioritising renewing and retaining the 1,800 companies it supports here against the backdrop of geopolitical uncertainty and increased competition for jobs. Our economic and public affairs correspondent David Murphy.
With the threat of tariffs looming, the IDA says its strategy is about holding on to the jobs it has, as well as winning new ones. The organisation's chairman, Fergal O'Rourke, said the current environment is the most tumultuous it has ever faced. He said Europe stood by Ireland during Brexit, and he hoped the same would happen in the face of the threat of tariffs. The Minister for Enterprise, Peter Burke, said the government will use St. Patrick's Day to emphasise trade links between the US and Ireland. But a key concern now is that global uncertainty caused by the Trump administration is already impacting on the pace of decisions by US multinationals here.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Stay ahead with the new Grant Arona R290 heat pump, delivering next generation comfort to your home. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be dry with sunny spells in the east. Cloud will increase in the west as showery outbreaks spread across the country, turning heavy in places. There may be hail. Highest temperatures will range from 9 to 13 degrees. And there's a warning that south winds veering southwest will reach gale force 8 at times tonight and tomorrow on coastal waters from Roches Point to Loophead to Bloody Foreland.